The Florida legislature's Republican majority passed an abortion waiting period last year, and it's working on a handful of new restrictions this year as well. But a handful of Democrats, like Minority Leader Arthenia Joyner, are trying out a different answer for unwanted pregnancies.
The goal of the pilot program is to offer birth control to women with the intent of lowering the number of unintended pregnancies and abortions. It creates a pilot program, Hillsborough, Palm Beach, and Pinellas, to offer intrauterine devices and implants to participants.
The pilot focuses on long-acting removable contraceptives, or LARCs. These come in different forms, small T-shaped or matchstick-sized implants that reliably prevent pregnancies for 2 to 10 years. On the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, House sponsor Lori Berman of Boynton Beach contrasted the approach she and Joyner are following with that of the GOP.
SB 1116 and HB 947 safeguard a woman's right to choice and to control her reproductive rights. This is the kind of legislation Florida should be adopting instead of the draconian measures proposed and adopted here in the Florida legislature.
So far, Berman's side of the effort hasn't gone anywhere, and it's not going to.
This will be the last meeting of our committee.
That's Kerry Pigman, a Republican from Sebring. He's a physician, and he chairs the Health Quality Subcommittee. That would have been the first stop for Berman's measure. Part of the reason the proposal isn't gaining traction in the House is how it provides LARCs. Family planning services are already available through county health departments, but the contraceptive pilot directs the Department of Health to contract with outside organizations to expand access. Berman's measure falling on deaf ears is perhaps less surprising in light of the House taking steps to block funding from heading Planned Parenthood's way. It's certainly not the only family planning agency in the state, but it has been lobbying in support of the plan. In the Senate, though, Republicans have been more receptive. Registered nurse and Sebring Republican Denise Grimsley is co-sponsoring the bill.
Regardless of what causes the unintentional pregnancies, we've seen a considerable rise in the last few years. And if we don't pay for it on the front end, we're going to be paying for it on the back end. And I just want to thank you. I hope that I'm around long enough that I see this as a statewide program and not just a pilot.
The Senate bill has one last stop before the floor, but it's a committee controlled by Miami Republican Anna Terry Flores, one of two lawmakers to vote against the measure at its first stop. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.